Blue Ridge 2 meter net and put in 0 TR. Yeah, as long as you don't try to max them out, they'll last for a long, long, long time. I had a fella call me here a couple of weeks ago, and he asked me if I wanted his old Dentron Clipperton L amplifier, and I told him, yeah, I'd love to see what I could do with it. Asked him what I owed him for it, and he said, nothing. He said, you can have it. If you can fix it, go for it. So I got it here at the house, and didn't have any tubes in it, and so it takes four 572Bs, and I got three of those so far. I got to get one more, and I've ordered all the caps and stuff, and I'm waiting on them to come in, and the power supply boards and all that's fine in it, and most everything else I've checked, all the diodes and some of the other capacitors are checked good, but I'm going to go ahead and replace them because they've been sitting for a while.
Yeah, that's a good idea, the Sendural TR. I put a solid-state relay in that L4B and put a surge protector. When you first fired up the inrush to that transformer in there, it was a big thud, and so I put a linear start on it, and I don't know what all of them, but I spent a lot of hours on it. But Gary, I worked on three-phase 480 all my life, and you got to be a little bit fearful of it, but I enjoyed it. But those amplifiers... N4IQ told me one time he got across the anode on one of those and knocked him across the room, and he said, Tom, do you ever watch them cartoons with Wile E. Coyote and when he got all blowed up and that, and he seen all those stars? And I said, yeah. He says, that's exactly what I seen, is all those stars, 300 volts on the top of them. So I was kind of scared of that thing.
I understand that. If you don't discharge them, they'll reach out and grab you quick. But that's one of the things that's good about the solid state. Most of that's not going to hurt you if it reaches out and bites you a little bit. But that old tube stuff, if you don't discharge things and ground things, it's for a loop if you're not careful.
Yeah, kind of like the second anode on the back of a CRT on a television set. I had a big long screwdriver, and I'd put a jumper on it over the ground, over to that screwdriver, and I'd slide it into that rubber boot. Well, you worked on radars, didn't you? Wasn't there a lot of high voltage on them, like on the magnetron and stuff?
There's a lot of high voltage on that, and you had to be real careful. When I was working on anything in the aircraft, I took all my jewelry off and left it at home. I never wore any jewelry whatsoever to work. I had one of my co-partners there, one of my people I was in service with, he fussed at me. He said, you're married, you need to be wearing your wedding band. And I said, have you seen what a wedding band can do to a man's finger or hand? If he gets it across all this high voltage or catches it on a Zeus fastener or something like that. And he said, no. I said, well, you go see if you can find some movies on it, because I've seen it in person, and it ain't not nice.
Yeah, I never thought about catching one on a Zeus button, but everybody carries a Zeus key. I don't know if I told you once or not, but when I went into VS 4-1 at San Diego when I was in the S2s, this first class, first thing he did was send me over to AMD to pick up a gust lock key. And I'd already been through aircraft familiarization and different things. I knew what a gust lock key was. It was to lock the airlines and the flaps and stuff from you know, flapping around in the wind, so it didn't wear them out, especially on the carrier. So I said, okay. So I went on over there, and they had it all arranged, and the guy there at AMD said, no, we're fresh out of gust lock keys, but you go over and see Chief so-and-so at such and such a place. And I said, oh, okay, well, thank you. And I went over to the Geedunk and stayed there and played the pinball machines the rest of the afternoon. And I went back when it was time to go home, you know, to the barracks. And that first class said, where you been, Rouse? And I said, well, I said, everybody was out of gust lock keys. And I said, I just been looking all over for them.
Well, we always pulled that stuff on the, they pull stuff on the new guys, you know, been guys that been aboard ship and that sort of thing of a while. And they pulled it on me, and then when I've been on there a while, I pulled it on others when they came aboard. But the worst thing I had, basically what this was, but I was on a destroyer at the time. And they said they caught a sea bat up on the signal bridge, and anybody wanted to go up and see it. And when you climbed the ladder up to the signal bridge, there was all these guys around the box. They had one guy down on his knees holding the box down, and everybody else had booms and mops. You knew what that was all about.
That'd be a good place to be from.
Okay, for him, all right.
KI4MRA is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You want to check in with us, or you got a comment?
Gary?
Yeah, he did. He was in there for a minute. He checked in with me Wednesday night, him and his son, Fred, KO4NNH, and they both ragged with me for a little bit Wednesday night. But anyway, maybe he'll come back in there in a minute. They had some HF radios going Wednesday night, and they keyed HF and cut 2 meters off. But the 2-meter antennas were real close to their HF antennas. I don't know what they were using. Don't know if they were doing digital or whatnot, but it did cut them off.
KI4DOS, KI4MRA. Hey, buddy, sorry for that. Yeah, I've got a J-pole and a cobweb, and the cobweb's above J-pole. And if I don't stop transmitting on FTA on HF, it kind of drives my Kenwood crazy. So we just want to stop in here and say, hey, guys, you know, we're enjoying your old war stories. Man, I can't believe the old technology on that, and it just absolutely tickles me to hear you guys' story.
I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us over here at StarTech. Hope you're having a good evening, and let me get back to my rag queue with old Tom over here. But come back as often as you can, Fred, you know, or jump in here in just a little bit. Me and Tom will get through here shortly. Maybe I'll be here for a little bit, and we can holler at each other. But I'll say 7-3 for now there, young man. Y'all take care. And, old Tom, it's, I don't know, I would like to have been on a carrier, I think, but I never got to, well, I did get on a carrier, but, made one catch shot and one arrested landing, and that was enough takeoff and landings on a carrier for me. I think that would have been good duty.
I like flying off of it and landing on it, but the carrier life was not something that was the most desirable to a Kansas kid, but it was very tolerable, and the food was good, and the people were good. I didn't have any problems at all, Gary, but it was nice being in Airedale. They didn't mess with you very much. It was a lot better than being ship's company. Only had one boatswain's mate get on me, and I went up to the lost my train of thought there. The was walking through there with a short sleeve shirt on, and boy, did he chew me out and told me to get back and get a long sleeve shirt. Well, I didn't have any long sleeve shirts. So, as I remember, anyways, that's been too many years ago. So I just went back and put on the flight suit. And boy, y'all seen the look on that guy's face when I went walking by him. Because he knew there wasn't a dang thing he could do about it.
I bet that was fun. We had a reserve squadron that we were out there at Moffett Field. And I was out on the flight line, and this little JG come walking out across the flight deck out there down the flight line. And I'm working on aircraft, and he jumps up at me and jump up and down, you know, hooping and hollering, don't you salute an officer? And I said, not on the flight line. And he went right straight back in, and a little while later, I got a call into the CO's office. And he said, Robbie, what kind of mess are you making out there on the flight line? I said, I'm just doing my job, sir. He said, well, tell me what happened. And I said, I was working on this particular aircraft, gave him the number and what I was doing. And I said, as JG walked up, I said, I had never seen him before. He wanted to know, didn't I salute a superior officer? And I told him, yeah, but not on the flight line. He said, I'll take care. I'll be going back to work.
Yeah, we kind of had the good duty in that respect. And this guy was an E-6, and I was just an E-5, so I did what he said. I went back and got long sleeves, but it was a flight suit. Oh, well, Gary, I better let you go. Bernice is falling asleep over here. She's watching a show here with Tom Selleck. I can't remember. It's a series. About him, he was a police chief in some small town. Look a little more DX, and I'm probably going to crap out pretty quick because it's almost 10:17. I didn't mean to hold you up, but I've surely enjoyed it. You take care and tell Joy hi, and good night to you, Gary. KI4DOS, Z0TR73.
Please tell Miss Bernice we said, hey, y'all have a good evening, what's left of it. Hope you get some good DXing over there. And, I got out as a second class. They kept pushing me to take the first class test, and I said, no, I don't want to. And they said, well, why not? I said, well, the chief gets into trouble, he passes it down to the first class. And he passes it down to me, and I pass it on down to the third class, and he passes it on down. And I said, can't nobody pass it back up. And I said, if the first class did it, you know, he can't pass it down to me. So, you know, I'm right in the middle, so I think I'm going to stay where I'm at. And they laughed at me, but they finally figured out, you know, hey, maybe he was smart, you know. He didn't have to do everything the first class did, first class passed it down to him, he's just going to pass it on down to the third class. So I kind of stayed right there in the middle, stayed out of trouble as best I could, Tom. Anyway, you take care, have a great evening, and again, hope you have a lot of luck on 160 on the DX. It's KI4DLS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments? Call KI4DOS.
KI4 NH, he's sitting beside me. This is Fred in Startex.
I'm in and out of here. Good evening, Gary. DOS. Please check in. Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, Danny, Mobile in Traverse Rest, negative and negative.
N4ZLK.
Let me right back to you. Let me recognize these. I had a double there to start with. I had KO4NNH, Mr. Fred over there in StarTech. And then the next one, I think that was Stacy, N4OVQ. Stacy, was that you?
It was. I say good evening to you. I'm in and out.
Well, if you talk to Jerry, N4DJC, I hadn't heard him in a long time. Please tell him I was asking about him. I'd call him, but I don't have his number. But appreciate you being with us tonight, Stacy. You take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. And then we got KI4THV. That's Mr. Danny. He's mobile in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Danny. You be careful out there on the mobile. And then we had a recheck, N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there in Cleveland. Go ahead, Shane.
Go SN4ZLK. I just have a couple comments, so whenever you get a chance.
Good man.
Enjoy the net tonight. Enjoy listening to you and Tom. I feel like I took a master's class in electricity there. I told him earlier I got my undergrad earlier talking to Tom about electricity. So I enjoyed that and your time in the service, and I appreciate it. I wanted to just kind of let you know about my son Seth, KQ4WJT. He and his wife Nadine had their baby Tuesday, but there's some issues, and she had to have surgery today. She's doing fine, but they're not sure long-term effects. Anybody who prays, you know, if you'll pray for her. Her name is Isla. I know Seth and Nadine would appreciate it, but I haven't had a chance to see her yet. Beth's been up there, and they're just worn out, though. They spent about the last 30 to 45 hours with no sleep trying to take care of her and the doctor's trying to figure out what's going on, so... I just wanted to put that out there because some of you knew he was expecting, and he's a member of the ham community now. So if you guys would think about him, I'd really appreciate it.
Press from here. This is KI4MRA.
Give me his call and name again so I can write it down. I got Isla, his wife, and is the baby doing all right? She had her baby? And she's had problems after the baby was born? Is that what did I hear that correctly?
Seth is KQ4WJT. My son is Seth, and his wife is Nadine. And the new little granddaughter, their little daughter is Isla, Isla. And yes, the baby is the one that had to have surgery. She's got couple little issues they're trying to take care of, and it's really kind of a miracle. I don't want to get into it, but kind of a miracle that she made it into this world, so we're very thankful for that. But if you would just, you know, keep her in your prayers and just think about him, I'd appreciate it.
I'm a young man. I got Seth, Nadine, and Miss Isla. We'll remember the entire family, especially Miss Isla. And I hope everything goes well with her. I'm glad that she made it in here. You know, I've been around a long time. I'm glad I made it here, too. But we'll keep them in our prayer list. I like to put a name down when I'm doing that. And that way, everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Thanks to Fred there, KAI4MRA, I believe. I appreciate that. Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out. Seth checked in the net a few times, and he's a member of the ham community now. And of course, he's my son, so I really appreciate it. I just wanted to let you know about that. I know we had talked about it. Some of you knew that they were expecting, but they did have her on Tuesday. She's been in the hospital, so, and might be in there for a while, but she's doing well. I mean, all her vitals are good and everything. There just might be some long-term complications she's going to have to put up with. So, anyway, thanks, Gary. I just want to make that comment. Thank you for taking the time. KI4DOS and 4ZLK.
And again, thanks for letting me know. And Miss Isla's birthday was the 21st, and my oldest child, Anthony, he's a ham up in Charlotte, he was born on the 20th, so that won't be too hard to remember. That's amazing. But anyway, we'll keep Miss Isla and Seth and Nadine and well, the whole family on our prayer list. We try to keep all of our ham family on there, but we don't always call everybody's name. But if there's a special request, I like to put a name with it. But we will do that. Not a problem there, young man. And again, please tell Miss Beth we said hello and hope y'all get some rest, because Going back and forth to the hospital will wear you out.
So we've got their older daughter, Ada. She's 3. So we're watching little kids again and wear grandparents out. You know how that is, but we enjoy having her. But anyway, I appreciate that. And I will tell Beth hello. And thank you, Gary, for taking the time again. And 4ZLK.
Take care, 7-3. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS recheck. Everybody, just want to say we got everybody in the prayers. Didn't fully catch the call sign, but yes, sir. We'll definitely be praying for you.
N4ZLK, that's Shane, and his son Seth, KQ4WJT. And Seth is the one that's daughter just had surgery, and that's the one that he was telling me about, and that's having the problem. So remember Seth and Nadine, that's Seth's wife, and Isla, the little daughter, and Ada, the other little daughter. She's 3. So you remember all of them. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I got them, brother. Always praying for you. This is KI for my ear. Turn it back net control.
Any other friends, y'all take care and have fun. Anyone else with any other comments or any other check-ins, call KI4DOS.
Then, as you asked me about Jerry and for DJC, I was watching a video yesterday of a guy in England. He was showing about a new device that takes care of hot spots in a radio. It's all in one, called the M1KE. I was watching the guy do telling about it, so he said, I'm going to make a contact, and I'll be dog if it wasn't Jerry. And I recognized his voice, and this is back right before Christmas. So I emailed Jerry yesterday and told him, I sent him the link to watch the video so he could hear himself in England. And the guy was 200 miles from London. And I said, you sound real good over in England. But I haven't heard from him, but I just wanted to let you know that. Over.
It's amazing. I tell you, the world is shrinking, isn't it?
I like to flip down. I said, I'm not I recognized the voice, and the guy was walking his dog, talking on this new device, and he stopped and held the radio up. It's a hotspot radio built in, and I could see Jerry's call sign and his name, and Jerry was telling, the guy asked him where he was from. He said, I'm from South Carolina. My name's Jerry, and it just flipped me out. But I hadn't heard from Jerry to see if he's watched it or not. Over.
I'm going to have to see if I can find that one.
Hey, it's Fred again, KF4, Mike. Yeah, I play hotspot all the time, and I've actually seen that. It's a pretty cool thing, man, reaching out to overseas. Copy?
Well, I don't get on the computer much and, all of that stuff, so I stay off of it, so I hadn't seen it. But I'll have to look into that. That sounds pretty neat. And, Stacy, appreciate you letting us know about that. And, again, if you talk to Jerry, or when you talk to Jerry, tell him he's missed over here. We hadn't heard him on, I hadn't heard him on 2 meters in a good while. I hope everything's all right with him.
Harry, I will if I hear from him and or if he send me an email back or whatever. I've been calling him. As a matter of fact, I've called him on here today. But anyway, just want to let you know that y'all have a good night, everybody. N4OBQ, I'll be clear and listening.
Well, thanks for bringing that to us, and I do appreciate it. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Please check in KK4HXB Earl in Travis Vest. I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, good evening. KK4HXB. That's Mr. Earl. He's up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet or any other comments before we're closing that out? Call KI4DOS. My net report here electronically, and we'll finish closing the net out. That's at a grand total of 60 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and I don't know who's going to be calling. Probably Mr. Watson, W4DJW, Mr. Dave. We'll be calling tomorrow night and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
KI4DOS, KI4MI.
Had to wait just a minute. I got to run in there and take care of business.
Yeah, copy that. I'll be sitting on the side just for my wait for your return.
PRN4OVQ, you still listening? OVQ clear.
KI4DOS.
This is KI4MI. How you doing, buddy?
Can't complain about anything. Wouldn't do any good anyway.
Exactly. The XY out don't care, does she?
Yes, but don't mean she listens.
Yeah, I agree. But I just wanted to check in and check with you. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing good. Can't complain about anything. I haven't done a whole lot today. Went out and messed with the dogs and took care of them. Gave them some unfrozen water and fed them later this evening. And I had to go run a couple of errands earlier today and got that taken care of. And it was a little warmer out. And I was glad to see it above 40 degrees today anyway.
Yeah, I was glad to see it above freezing. And I can't tell you how happy I was with that. But California the Nation stood beside me. He says hello, so he won't grab the mic and talk. But he says hello. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad that he's there with you. I'm glad y'all are having so much fun before he has to start traveling with his job again. And I was telling my wife the other night, my Fred, that you know, I'm sure that you're probably kind of in the same situation I am. I used to work out on the loading dock until all hours. You know, I'd go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and it may be 11, 12 o'clock at night before I got off. And I don't miss being out on that cold loading dock all of those hours at all.
I work 12-hour shifts. I work from 11 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. It gets kind of taxing at times, but at the same time, it's like, you know, when you know 23:30 is coming up, there's nothing going on, you get to go home. But in my son's situation, you know, he understands. If he's got to work 10, 12 hours a day, that's what he's got to do. So, yeah, he understands.
And you have to do what you have to do, especially when the boss says needs you to do it. And when you're gainfully employed, that's the way it has to work. But since I've retired, I haven't missed the being out in the cold weather at all. And I've got to the point I just don't like it anymore.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I have to giggle on that one because I've got ski bibs and everything that I gear up to get on the ramp on, so you know I'm in aviation, so yeah, it's a challenge, but we make it through.
And when I was out there on the dock, I dressed for it, and I've still got all that stuff here at the house. You know, got the I call it a freezer suit. It's I've got two different types. I've got the coveralls and the big thick jackets, and then I've got the one piece suit that you can put on. Covers everything, and But, you know, I don't miss having to put on all those layers and then come inside and take all those layers off. I just stay inside and stay warm. And if I need to go somewhere, not that far from the car, from here to the car, and it doesn't take the car that long to warm up. And so I can put a light jacket on and be plenty warm until the car gets warm. And then you get to where you're going, you go inside there, that place is heated, so that all works out, but I'm telling you, I don't miss the cold weather at all.
Gary, unfortunately, that's my life for the next probably 15, 20 years. You know, I'm going to be out at the airport, and, you know, the only thing we do is dress appropriately and layer appropriately and, you know, get it on. So, you know, we make the best of it, and we just carry on.
Let's do, you know, when you have to do it, you make the best of a bad situation and go on about your business. But it doesn't seem like it makes a whole lot of difference. Well, it doesn't make any difference to me now. I've still got the stuff. If I need to get out there and work when it's cold, I can dress for it. But if I don't have to get outside, I just stay in the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. With all due respect, part of retired life. Yes, sir. I get it. But, you know, it's... when it comes to it, comes to the bottom of it, yeah, we just dress up, layer up, and we get on with getting it on, yeah?
That's what you have to do when you have to do it, but, it's all good. Like I said, I'm finally made it to retirement here. Oh, gosh, I don't know how many years I've been retired now, probably 7 or maybe pushing 8 now. Anyway, it's been a while, and I've enjoyed my retirement, and wonder how I had time to go to work.
Man, don't make me jealous there, Gary. Man, I'm at 45 years old, and I've got about 7.5 years under my belt, and I've got about 13, 16 years ago. But once you reach that, yeah, we'll be on this full time.
Before you know it, so you know, just get prepared, and when you get to that stage, just enjoy it all to pieces.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to look forward to that, and, you know, right now I fit ham radio in where I can, and, you know, right now I'm talking to you, busting some FT8 on 40 meters, and, you know, I can't imagine looking forward to the day when I could just sit here all day and play ham radio. It just pleases me, so, you know.
Stay here before you know it, and, since I've retired, I've played around with a couple of different radios, and I got me a new, it's not a new radio, it's new to me. I've had it for, about a year now. And I got my Yaesu's. I've retired my Kenwood and my Drake and what else have I got over there? Tentec, I retired it. They're all sitting over there in different places. But I got two HFs sitting up here on the bench or the desk in front of me. I got my Yaesu and I got an Icon. So I'm pretty well set for HF radios and VHF, UHF radios and that sort of thing. I got more than I need, and I can't talk on but one at a time.
With you, buddy. If you don't mind me asking, what Yaesu radios and Tentecs you got sitting there?
Yaesu FT990, which is an older radio. It's not new, but it's my main HF radio now. I enjoy it. Doesn't have any menus on it. Got all the bells and whistles on the front panel. And anything I need to do or want to do, I do it from the front panel. Don't have to go looking for menus. I've got a Kenwood T2000. I got a Icon 706 Mark IIG. Got a Kenwood 480HX, got a What is that 10 tech? I got two different 10 techs. I got a Drake TR4. Oh gosh, I don't know. I got too many.
Copy that, man. I'm sorry. I'm in a little bit of excitement. I just got St. Vincent for a contact, maybe FT8. But yeah, man, I need. Me and Kevin for NH, we really need to schedule a visit your shack.
Someday, I just ask that you give me a call, make sure I'm home. I never know when I might be running out to the store or have a doctor's appointment or something of that nature. But you're welcome anytime. I just ask that you call to make sure we're here.
Yes, sir. I got your number. Yeah. Gary, with that, we're gonna sign off right here. We're gonna play some FT8 and maybe some a little bit of voice. You know, you never know. But buddy, take care. It's good, excellent to hear from you. This is gonna be 73s from KI4MI.
Good to have Fred, have fun playing with FT8 and all of that. I don't do the digital modes. Don't have anything set up for them right now. It wouldn't take me but just a little bit to set them up. But, I enjoy phone and I enjoy CW, and that's about it. Yeah, I let everybody else play with the digital stuff. But y'all take care over there. Have fun, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KI4MRA, KI4DOS.
Yes, sir. You take care. We'll catch you on the flip side. This is KF4MI. We'll be sitting on the side.